Welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. So today is a National Day of Remembrance. I want to say this because this is a film podcast, yes, but I want to get this out of the way. You motherfuckers that just post, oh, never forget, and then that's it. And you post a picture of the plane going into the building. It's much more than that. It's much more than that. Why don't you just post a picture of the way the towers used to be rather than the carnage that followed? That's how you can tell people are living life on autopilot. Okay? All right? So fuck you. Oh, and these motherfuckers that, you know, oh, tonight I'm having a sale. My fitness products. It's a national day of mourning. Have some respect. Now on with the show. Dr. Seuss Film Podcast is brought to you by Saturday Nights. Driving, film, yes. As I've said before, there really isn't a film that you really could do on 9/11. They did United 93, which was directed by Paul Greengrass. They did another one in 2006 where I think Nicolas Cage played a firefighter. I think it was Lat or something. I don't know. So yeah, when it comes to something like this, I mean, the documentaries are where it's at. That's where it's at. I mean, there isn't really, I'm thinking of my New York friends, you know, very resilient. You can't put one over on a New Yorker because they'll tell you to fuck off. They will. And fuck off is not like let's do lunch. Fuck off really means fuck off. Oh yeah, this is tough. I think a lot of people were talking about, well, where were you when it happened? You know where I was? I was in bed because I live in California, and I was sleeping. And my father came home. My father worked for 40 years for Heinz, the ketchup company. He was a supervisor. And he would work the night shift, and he came home, and he said he had heard it on the radio, and he came home, and he turned on the TV, and was just making all, I mean, he was loud. He's like, oh my God, you have to come and watch this. He told my mother to wake up. We all woke up. I remember, and then I was in college at the time. I was about 20. Not yet 21. And he wouldn't let me go to school, and I said, no, I'm going to school. I remember my mom took me to school. And at school, people were just, they were just transfixed. If you went to the coffee shop where everyone hung out, people were literally glued to the radio, the TV, the images. I remember I went to class, a film class where it was really, oh God, that was such a good, where you had to write a paper. And we watched Three Kings. We weren't going to watch any of the footage. And then I remember I was sitting next to someone and we were eating. And they got the late edition of the newspaper. And because, you know, every morning you get the morning paper. This was a late edition, special edition. It was disturbing. I mean, this is the closest we ever came to Pearl Harbor. And then Pearl Harbor, got to remember when that happened in Hawaii. So and TV didn't exist and cell phones didn't exist. So you only heard about it on the radio. You know, I asked my grandfather about that when he was alive. I asked him about Pearl Harbor, and he says, they went to Mass and they heard about it. And then the one lady said that it was the end of the world, and yeah. Versus now, we are inundated with all of this information. So, because the news, first of all, you could not escape the events, and I think a lot of us just got, you know, watching buildings being falling. See, that's why I have a problem with the images. People keep posting that, and it's like post, you know, it's like, oh God, of the buildings falling. Yeah, Cher did something really great. So Cher did Song for the Lonely, and the video, she did a tribute to the heroes of 9/11 and had the buildings going up rather than having them fall. Okay. And then the American Film Institute a year later did 100 Years, 100 Love Stories, because we had been through so much and they wanted to just pause for a moment of love, you know? And I think Casablanca was the number one love story of all time. I think so. Okay. This was an interesting time. So what happened in terms of film? For one, as I've said, there was this escape. You had this escape mode. And what's up, Bella? The dog. So because we were so inundated with the news, I remember just trying to escape. I'm watching films like Gone with the Wind. I remember PBS at one point was playing classic films. I got to watch Night of the Iguana. So, yeah. That was 20 years ago. 20 years ago was a crazy time. It was a scary time. So, we'll be right back after these messages. And so we're back, Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. That was a moment where I think everyone kind of, we were all unified. But people really looked for things to, you had music, you had comedy. I'll never forget, days or weeks later after what happened, 9/11. Dan Rather was on David Letterman and they both just cried. It was, these were moments that I don't think any of us will ever forget. You think of Peter Jennings, who covering the news, and he broke, and he's gone. I mean, Peter Jennings died in 2005. You know, and then a lot of the first responders who all died of cancer, and because, you know, when those planes went down and when the buildings went down, there's a lot of particles in that air. Very toxic. So, yeah. There are just so many different facets to 9/11, how we mourn. Oh, yeah. I remember, and I can say this now because this guy is dead. So there was this reporter in Northern California, Chris Perez. We're going to talk about him briefly. You know what he said? I'll never forget this. It was, I think, 2 years, or no, it was 7 years. And he said, oh, it's 9/11. Do we really have to keep observing this? And I wrote to him and I said, how dare you? Just because you're in California. You know what he died of? He was doing drugs and hooked up with a guy. And he's married to a woman. So let's throw that out there. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to shade you because you tried to shade the victims of 9/11. Oh, because we're in California and it doesn't affect us. That's what he said. It affects everyone in this country. What happened in Pennsylvania? Flight 93. What happened in Pentagon? It all affects us. So, and just, oh my God, there were so many films that we could escape in. There were just so many moments. I remember going to buy a Sade record just to calm down. It was a crazy time. But there was something, there was a constant, and you know how we talk about film noir? That was when I discovered The Big Sleep.
For him to come out?
Yeah.
It'll close for another hour or so. It's raining really hard.
I got my car. Yeah, that's right, it is, isn't it? You know, it just happened. I had a bottle of pretty good rye in my pocket. I'd a lot rather get wet in here.
Well. Looks like we're closed for the rest of the afternoon. Tell me more about this business.
Oh, there isn't much to tell. I...
What's the matter?
Just wondering if you have to,
Oh, not necessarily.
Little things like that make it up. Hello.
Hello.
So after 9/11, that was the first time ever I watched The Big Sleep. It was on PBS. It was a rainy night. It helped me forget. And I was able to just turn off the news and transport myself to Humphrey Bogart in that moment. And so to all of you, on September 11th, 20 years later, we will not forget. But let's have these images of the buildings as we remember them, rather than the plane flying into them. I know we have to see that. But when I notice that people just leave those images and nonchalantly, oh, never forget, and that's it. And then they just go on with their lives. And a lot of the family members of those lost can't go on with their lives like that. That's not how it works. So show some respect and stop peddling your products today. This, I've always felt this day should be a holiday. As always, unpleasant dreams.